Leaving the close-knit world of your military unit can be stressful, especially when you're carrying extra baggage.
The experiences you have on active duty carry with you, and then they manifest as mental wellness challenges.
Retired Army Colonel Ellen Herring is Director of Research at the Service Women's Action Network, or SWAN. Last year, her advocacy group surveyed thousands of military women on mental health issues.
I was shocked that 60% of the participants said they'd been clinically diagnosed with depression, and about 50% said they had been clinically diagnosed with some sort of post-traumatic stress type injury.
Dina Martorello Orellana is part of another startling statistic. Female veterans are nearly 2.5 times more likely than their civilian counterparts to kill themselves. Orellana had been stationed at Camp Lejeune for much of her time as a Marine. Laurel Martorella is her mother.
She was beautiful. Smart kid. Really smart.
Beautiful, smart, and something more. Dina was that girl, the junior high school soccer whiz who made the boys on the field seem frozen in place. So athletic that watching one of her games then or later in high school or college could make you just stop and savor the sheer wonder of human potential.
She excelled at anything she tried.
And eventually, she tried the Marines. In 2010, she deployed to combat-torn Helmand province in Afghanistan with the small female teams that were attached to male infantry units to work with the Afghan women and children they encountered. When Dina came back, something had changed.
The only thing she ever really said was, "I don't see the world like I used to anymore."
Dina's sister Robin says whatever the problem was had to do with something Dina saw or experienced involving Afghan children.
She said that she could handle everything except for the kids, and I don't know what that means.
In 2013, her rental home burned down, and a man she knew was charged with arson. She loved being a Marine, but decided to leave the service in 2015 when her enlistment ended. She stayed close to Camp Lejeune, tending bar and working as a personal trainer, but problems began piling up. She'd been living with a boyfriend, but moved out. She was charged with driving drunk, then charged again.
Dina was very much a perfectionist, and I think that in her eyes, her life was just failing now.
On March 4th, 2016, Dina went to the VA for help. Her mother says VA officials told her later that Dina agreed to counseling. Then Dina asked a friend to drop her at the house where she'd lived with her boyfriend, who wasn't home. She went in the bedroom and retrieved a .45 caliber handgun. She sat on the floor and leaned against a wall. That's how Dina was found.
She wrote a note.
But not a real note.
You know, "I'm sorry. Just call 911. Take care of the dogs. Don't come in the bedroom."
Medical examiner's reports have a line for listing valuables found with a body. Dina was wearing a fitness band and a plastic bracelet. In her pocket was a sheaf of handwritten inspirational quotes. Words, as they say, to live by.
She had plans. She had what she was doing next week. She had what she was doing the week after that. She had what clients she was going to see. She had a plan.
A VA official later told her family that Dina had PTSD related to combat, which she had never even told them she'd experienced, and from the house fire. Dina's family doesn't blame the VA or military. They just think if the process had been better, different somehow, maybe Dina would have sought help earlier.
I can't fully blame the VA because the soldiers themselves don't fully understand to say, "I need the help." The military members aren't taught how to be able to ask for help when it's time, and therefore the VA system is unable to provide said help because neither side is connecting.
Ellen Herring, the research expert, has studied the effects of serving in the tiny women's teams in combat zones like Dina did. It's just one thing that can make women's experiences in the military different. Not speaking about Dina's case, she says the role creates stresses beyond the obvious ones of combat. Often, even back on a forward base between missions, many feel like they can't let down their guard because of the possibility of sexual assault. And for these roles, they're pulled from the close support networks in their own units, sometimes see heavy fighting, and then are sent back.
So they returned to units, didn't know where they'd been, exactly what they had been doing, what kind of experiences they'd had. They couldn't kind of hash through traumatic events that they'd been through together because they didn't have anybody else there who'd been through it.
The Department of Defense has a transition program for outgoing service members, but Herring says it needs to be better tailored for women.
DOD has gotten much better, but then there isn't a handoff over to the VA.
In Dina's hometown in western Pennsylvania, Dina's family has started a small foundation in her name. It gives scholarships to high-achieving girls and brings more attention to military suicide. So they're doing their own work against that stigma and keeping her memory alive in the classrooms where she did so well and on all those soccer fields where Dina was so alive. I'm Jay Price, reporting.